Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our key issue facing our schools today that we're praying about is anxiety and depression. This is the third major problem that teachers agreed across the board from the Pew Research last year that affects schools. And it affects both students and teachers. 69% of high school teachers, 57% of middle school teachers, and 29% of elementary school teachers say that they deal with anxiety and depression. Some teachers say they have to address students' behavior daily. 8 in 10 say they have to address students' behavioral issues at least a few times a week. 58% says it happens every day. In California, a bill was passed for all student IDs grades 7 through 12 to have the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline phone number addressed and marked on every ID starting this August 2025. Students who are diagnosed or undiagnosed with anxiety or depression can negatively impact their ability to learn and enjoy school time. When it goes unnoticed, their mental health is at risk, which can lead to social and behavioral problems, poor performance and learning, neglected hygiene, poor self-care practices, and low self-esteem. Depression and anxiety affects all areas of an individual's well-being, including their sleep, diet, mental and physical health, social interaction, and academic performance. So, Father God, we lift up this major issue facing, third major issue, according to teachers, facing our schools today, anxiety and depression. We thank you, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. We pray against this spirit that is trying to harass and put in bondage the students and the teachers. We ask, God, that people will be able to find ways to have better health. We know that some anxiety is because of a lack of exercise, poor diet, not enough fresh air, not enough activity. We pray, God, for these things to be replaced in the child and or teacher's lives. We also pray, God, against the depression that is just blanketing our country. There is so much negative news. We pray that students and teachers and parents will monitor the amount of negative information that they are listening to, and that they would be able to listen more to things that balance it out. We pray for them to come to know Jesus. We know, Jesus, you are the one who came to set us free. You are our living hope. You're the opposite of depression, and you are the answer to depression and anxiety. You tell us not to be anxious for anything, but with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, to let our requests be made known unto God. And for those that don't have you, as we know, they have no place to go other than taking some things or doing some things that are not going to help them, but possibly harm them. So, Father, we pray that the schools will find new ways to manage and work with students. They'll be able to identify it early. More of the students will also be trained on how to help other students who are having struggles. We pray for more physical activities at school, more healthier diet options at school. We pray for parents to join forces with this and see the same in their children and monitor what they're watching, what they're listening to, who they're hanging with, what they're eating, and what they're doing that would help them overcome anxiety and depression. In Jesus' mighty name,